Welcome back to Romanticy, a podcast created by Dipsy. I'm your host and the CEO and co-founder of Dipsy, Faye Keegan. We are starting a whole new series, a whole new Romanticy series on the podcast this week, and I am so excited. If you are not so excited, if you were hoping for more episodes of Night School this week, I have some good news and bad news. We are not going to release any more episodes of Night School on this podcast, but there are more episodes available right now on the Dipsy app. You can use code Romanticy right now to start 30 days free and listen to the rest of Night School and find many more series like it. Just go to dipsystories.com/romanticy. That is dipsystories.com/romanticy to start your 30 days free. If you are a listener to this podcast and you love it, or if you already have the Dipsy app and love it, please write a review, give us a rating on this podcast. It's the best way that we have to reach more people and give them a sense of what Dipsy is like for free. But back to this week and this podcast, we are listening to the first episode of the Forbidden Fruit series on Dipsy, which is a sort of Dipsyfied retelling of the Hades and Persephone myth. Playing in fantasy worlds is always really inspiring for a team, but taking a myth like this, which is so dark in its essence, and bringing it into the Dipsyverse and figuring out the pieces that felt really right, the pieces that we certainly had to change, was a really inspiring creative talent for the team and produced some of the most popular work on the app. I don't want to give too much away. I would recommend you get your headphones. You already know the basic characters, but the story is pretty different than what you may have heard before. So here it is, episode one of Forbidden Fruit.
I'd been waiting a century for this day, my induction into the pantheon.
All the gods and goddesses of Olympus stood solemnly between the columns of the shrine, the moonlight glittering iridescent on their skin. Far below us, the wine-dark sea crashed against the cliffs. Hermes, messenger of the gods, fluttered from the right hand of Zeus to stand before me.
He held out his hand, and I placed my palm against his.
Persephone, daughter of Demeter, goddess of spring and all living things rooted in soil. You have lived 100 years and will live throughout eternity. You are of age to join your kin in the immortal hall of gods, where you will be exalted forever as one of the Olympic pantheon. Mortal kind will make sacrifices to you, build shrines to you, write music and poems about you. And in return, it is your divine responsibility to give them counsel when they invoke your name. Are you worthy of your place among us?
I am.
And do you accept that if you bring shame, dishonor, or ill repute to this assembly, you will be banished from this place forever?
I do.
Persephone, goddess of spring, may your name be sung forever.
Per tradition, Dionysus threw a party. Wine overflowed and golden platters of fruits and meats fed us all night, but never diminished. The attendants and nymphs danced and sang. Apollo played his lyre. A procession of gods and goddesses congratulated me, waxing poetic about the beauty and sweetness and purity I'd bring to the earth as the goddess of spring. I smiled through my teeth, growing more and more tired with each repetition of the same conversation. By the time Apollo had dragged the sun into the morning sky, I had to escape. Miles away, as I wandered through a field of wildflowers, Olympus was just a spot on the horizon and I began to relax. I laid down into the grass as the warm breeze brushed over my skin and let the tension I'd been holding since the ceremony seep out of me and into the earth. Suddenly, the wind shifted. I could feel someone near, just beyond the tree line. I sensed their eyes were on me, but whose, I couldn't tell.
Who's there? Show yourself.
Hello, Persephone.
Oh, Hades.
He stepped into the light of day and turned his face to the sun. and I was surprised to see that he was beautiful. Even gods have legends, and every tale of Hades was a cautionary one. Eons ago, he had been banished to the underworld by his brothers, Zeus and Poseidon. Stories made him seem like a ghost, pale, haunted, vengeful. But in truth, he was divine. He was tall and subtly muscular. His skin shone with a coppery sheen in the sunlight, and a mess of black curls crowned his head. He smiled as he approached. I debated whether I should run.
Easy, easy. I mean no harm.
What do you want, Hades?
I've come to extend my congratulations on your induction day. I was sorry to miss your party. I'm never invited.
You're not a very good guest.
True. Nonetheless, I would be remiss to not welcome you.
I don't want...
I brought you a gift.
I don't want anything from you.
That's not how gifts work. I give it to you and you say thank you.
Go back to hell.
You're as clever as you are beautiful. It almost hurts to look at you. My gift is that I can save you.
Save me? From what? I'm not a damsel in distress. I'm a goddess.
Eternity, Persephone. Eternity, frozen in place.
What?
Hemmed in by your service to mortals. Always answering their insipid pleas for help. A lifetime that never ends, cast in a role you didn't choose. Would you not rather be free?
I am free. I am spring itself.
I have seen the way you smile through the feasts and celebrations. The drama of the high gods bores you, doesn't it?
It can grow repetitive, but I respect that.
And at night, I've seen you wandering through the fields and along the shore, far from Mount Olympus. Restless. If I'm not mistaken, you long for more. For a life that is your own.
And so what if I do?
I can offer it to you. You deserve pleasures that are all your own. I mean, you could have a life without constraint. Free to feel every feeling in the cosmos, speak however you desire. Your only responsibility to indulge every one of your desires.
Oh. It is an intriguing story, but why should I trust you?
I can show you.
I felt my eyes close, the heaviness of sleep suddenly washing over my body like a wave. A vision appeared in my mind. I could see myself in some distant kingdom, a dark, starless sky above me, and Hades standing behind me, his arms wrapped around my waist. His lips pressed to my neck. The image was like a dream, but I could feel the ground beneath my feet, the warmth of his body against mine, the smooth line of muscles, and pleasure coursed through my body as bright and shocking as a clear mountain stream.
What did you do to me?
I gave you a taste of what could be yours.
And what makes you think I'd want that?
The way you're looking at me, the hunger I see in your eyes, the way you didn't run when I appeared.
I'm not that easily frightened.
No, you're not. How interesting. Not even by the king of the underworld. Tell me you are not curious.
You flatter yourself.
He took a step closer and the scent of him was intoxicating. Resinous wood and smoke, mixed with the slightest hint of something sweet. He smirked at me, clearly aware of his effect, and I smiled back, despite myself.
What must I do to make you trust me?
A vision is just a vision. Why don't you show me something real?
He cupped my face in his hands and kissed me softly. And then the kiss deepened and the wind swirled around us. Stealing the breath from my lungs. A surprising wildness overcame me. I grabbed at his back, strong as marble, and dug my nails into his skin. The strength of my own desire was shocking and all-consuming. He tipped me back so that I was lying on the soft, cool earth.
You are not one to be delicate.
I never claimed to be.
You surprised me, Persephone.
And I myself.
I don't think you want to be worshipped at all. You aren't fragile or vain. All you need is a worthwhile match.
And you think you can match me?
Why don't we find out?
I had been dressed in draping, twisting silk the colour of dawn, but Hades had no interest in preserving it. In a flash, he tore the fabric away from my body, where it lay strewn on the ground like wilted petals. Something gave way around his eyes, a hunger where there had been calm. He traced his fingers along my neck, my breasts, the soft lines of my stomach, my hips.
Stop teasing me, Lisa.
Patience, Persephone.
I've waited over 100 years for a lover like you. I'm not waiting anymore.
That's more like it.
Without hesitation, he parted my legs, pressing the entire flat of his warm, strong hand against me. I blossomed under his touch, pushing against him, hungry for more, even though we'd only just begun. I tried to control myself, but it was as if he could hear my thoughts.
Don't.
Don't what?
You don't have to hold yourself back.
I arched my back away from the earth, trying desperately to feel him against me. He pinned both my wrists to the ground with one hand, but the resistance only made me more desperate.
So hungry for me.
Do you deny the hunger I see in your eyes too?
What is it that you really want? Tell me.
I thought you knew what I wanted.
I want to hear the words on your beautiful lips.
I want you to ravage me.
His eyes darkened like storm clouds, and then he plunged his fingers inside me. I bit my lip to keep from crying out. Pain and pleasure rolled through my body like a wave of thunder, but he pressed his thumb to where I was most sensitive and lightning flashed.
More. Please, I want more of you.
I love to hear you beg, but you don't have to say please.
We don't have to speak, Hades. Fuck me.
He crushed his body to mine, his lips to mine, and I could feel his hardness between us. I grinded myself against him, feverish with my want for him.
Are you ready to know me, goddess?
I think I'll die if you wait a moment longer.
Finally.
Don't be gentle.
I won't.
Now that I had given my desire free rein, it felt impossible to control it. I hitched my leg around his waist so that he could thrust deeper inside me. My back scraped against the ground, though I felt nothing but him consuming me.
Is it what you imagined? What you dream when you awaken, panting and in a sweat.
You watch me.
I see you.
I want all of you.
He ran his hands through my hair, pulling hard, thrusting harder and faster, unbound by the limits of mortal strength. I could feel my body tightening, coiling with pleasure, and I longed for full release. Like he could read my thoughts, he reached between my legs, rubbing wet circles right where I wanted him. It was almost too much.
I want you to erupt for me.
Yes, yes.
I want the ground to quake.
It will.
Now. Give me what I want now.
My orgasm ripped through me, stronger than I had ever felt it before. I did not fight it, and neither did Hades. He pulled out of me and spilled over onto the earth, his muscles tensing, releasing with relief. We were silent for some time, breathless and spent. He ran his fingers through the long threads of my hair, and I let him.
Come with me.
Be serious, Hades.
Return with me to the underworld. You can do whatever you please there.
I have duties. Family, my life.
All the more reason.
We're not all cynics like you.
You're more like me than you think. Have I not surprised you?
Perhaps you're right. But I'd never be forgiven for choosing to go with you.
It's easy, really. I'll make it seem like I took you against your will. Zeus is always angry with me about something regardless.
You may not be a wretch, but you are a deviant.
Indeed. Hush. Persephone, we are being watched. Hermes.
I saw a flash of gold between branches. Hades was right. Hermes was close. Surely he could see us now. It would only be a moment until he was in the clearing.
Persephone.
Take me.
Are you sure?
Yes. Take me to the underworld.